Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today's show is all about the arts and the arts here in our beautiful city of Atlanta. And we have the arts really here in the studio with two of our guests, Karen Williams, who's with the Society Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that is all about the arts and making sure that the youth in our community are exposed to the art, have that connection to the art, and really realize their dreams through a lot of scholarships that are offered to them to pursue their careers. And we also have Brian Hebert in the studio, an artist who is doing a lot of really great things, a lot of visual arts, and he's the creator of the visual arts program at the Southwest Arts Center. And I know everyone's been out there to see exhibits as well as to check out plays and things like that that go on there at the center. But Karen, I want to recap, because I know in the last segment we talked a little bit about the fundraiser that's coming up. That is an art auction that is a great opportunity for people to see a lot of great art, bid on it, take it home with them, and have put it in their homes and enjoy it there. But it really has a very special purpose, this art auction does, because it's all about the scholarships for the youth.
Yes, it does. Anita, we have been doing this for since 1999, and we have been had the pleasure of being able to help youth not only with the visual arts but in music with the Atlanta Symphony's talent development program, and we've also had various scholarships to youth going to college, and we have a young lady that will be doing our photography for the event that we were able to give scholarships to. So we have been very blessed in that we have been able to benefit students throughout the city of Atlanta for the past, like I said, about 10, 15 years. This is our second auction. This is the first time that we have had it outside of the Southwest community, and we're hoping to have a lot more people that can come. We're in the heart of the city, downtown, so we're hoping to get a lot more people from the north, from the south, from wherever. And remember that this is for the kids, and as we look at the programs and the schools that are being cut back, we really need to begin to support community endeavors like this.
Well, absolutely. And I'm sure that the community loves to hear about things like this and opportunities where they can contribute. And if you can't make it, you can still make a donation. Certainly $50 is the donation that is part of the ticket in order to attend. You can make any donation. So if you want to make something a little less around what you can afford, or if you want to make something more around the sort of the passion that you're feeling in your heart for supporting a program like this, you can do either one.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, Brian Hebert, sitting in the studio with us, is a visual artist. So, Brian, I know you're a big part of helping to plan this. You're not only just presenting some of your artwork. So tell us a little bit, though. Let's go kind of back. You know, let's go a little bit to your background. I know that you shared with us that you are from Los Angeles.
Yes.
Went to school in Baton Rouge, is where you studied art.
Yes.
But tell us a little bit about sort of your inspiration that created this desire to be an artist.
I was just born an artist. I felt like just always creative as a kid, mm-hmm. always wanting to, you know, even without the proper materials, you know, mm-hmm. I would draw dogs, you know, just always have a pat. I love dogs. So I would always
Me
draw
too.
Dogs. Yeah, you know, and then I would, you know, make sculptures with paper and stuff, just always inclined to do something creative, mm-hmm. even without receiving something, you know, instructional or guidance-wise.
Uh-huh.
So just, you know, always felt that way. So then as, you know, you get older, you say, well, you know what, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
You know, I met some artists along the way, and they kind of mentored me slightly here and there. When I got to Southern, like I said, that was the full mentorship, the full participation of let me help guide you into this,
oh, great.
this world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for it. But the experience was great. We got a lot of our the school of thought that I come from in art was very much say something, make sure you make a statement. It mm-hmm. wasn't you know, just a pretty picture. Mm-hmm. Say something with your work. If it's pretty, make sure you're saying something with that pretty picture. Mm. And that's where I come from. And that's from Martin Payton, Robert Cox, you know, school of thought at mm-hmm. Southern. And it was great. So with that, I, you know, I, as you're gearing up your work and what do you want to say, you know, you were trained in drawing, painting, and sculpting, printmaking. You could do all of that.
Oh, wow.
But
okay.
What are you going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing to have the talent to do it, but mm-hmm. what are you doing with it? And are you going to just waste your time? You know, so that's the push. So for anything I'm doing, I'm trying to say something. Mm-hmm. I want to speak to what's going on. And in this current body that I'm working on, I'm speaking to the ascension of the black male image.
Oh, okay.
You understand mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like to ascend as opposed to just, you know, staying status quo.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like ascending past stuff that, you know, you're not, it's like a child put in a place. I originally did a piece in mm-hmm. school called Ghetto Bastard, and mm-hmm. it was a successful piece. Mm-hmm. It was a pencil drawing. I took a Kwaba, a Ghanaian fertility figure, mm-hmm. and I put that in the foreground of a brick wall. And it was all pencil, but the thing that made it successful, it was the approval of one of my instructors who was actually the gallery director. And the previous year, like I think it was 93, he said, you know, I came to him with some drawings for the mm-hmm. student show. And our stuff was hardcore. Professor Cox didn't play. So I stepped to him with some stuff. He was like, nah, that ain't getting in this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it wasn't strong, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, so at that point, I didn't understand what strong was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Is it just something I did? You know, but what do you mean? You know, so we got into all of that. So a whole year later,
mm-hmm.
I had some stuff for him. And in that work that I showed him was a piece called Ghetto Bastard.
Well, Anita, I just want to say that Brian is an example of a person that has dualities.
Mm-hmm.
He's been teaching and motivating and mentoring so many students. I mean, mm-hmm. he has just been so fabulous, and you wouldn't know. I mean, you would have to ask him, well, Brian, what, are you an artist? I mean, when he's at that art center, he's about the kids.
Right. Okay.
And when he steps out of that art center, he's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with Kevin Cole and George Galbraith. And you have many art teachers, and you have many people who work with children, and they're all about the kids, and they're all about making sure that they understand the depth of what they're there to do as an artist, as mm-hmm. a person, as whatever they want to be. But I think that these men, like Brian, I think they represent a duality of how they can impact future generations. And when they give back, and when they give their artwork back for us to do scholarships, I think that they're putting even more into future generations.
That's
because
right.
they can see mm-hmm. what these kids will get if they're able to go to school, or if they're able to go to art school, or if they're able to buy pencils, or, you know, whatever their mm-hmm. needs are. These guys are always there. And that's why one of our programs is the Kevin Cole art juried art contest, is because
right.
Kevin started that. Kevin and Brian started that. So to these people, when you talk about Atlanta, Georgia, I think we have some fabulous artists, but they're fabulous people too.
Well, you know, and that's the important part, because you mentioned, you know, how a lot of art programs are starting to disappear from our schools. So it's going to be in our communities where we keep that going, where we keep the education going, the influence, those connections. So with artists such as Brian and Kevin Cole, and the other artists that you mentioned, but also organizations like the Society that reach out and that support children, support the youth, support education, and provide those scholarships so that people who may not could afford it can now afford to actually study and do the things that they're dreaming to do. So fantastic, really good. So we're coming down to the end of this segment. So we are talking about art in Atlanta, but we're also talking about a big event that's coming up where you too can participate, and that is Cocktails and Creativity is the name of the event, happening on March 18th, put on by the Society of the Atlanta Chapter of the Society Incorporated. And it's all about the art. Artists like Brian Hebert, who you just heard talking about his art and his influence, will be presenting art there. But so will Kevin Cole and other artists around, Louis Del Sartre, people that you know here in the Atlanta community, and other artists that we may not have mentioned, but you got to come out and see. And there'll be other things that you can bid on as well. A lot of entertainment things, travel things. I think there's even spa and some restaurant opportunities. So there's a little bit of everything. We're looking at all aspects of art because food is art, right, Karen?
Yes.
Absolutely it is. So there are all kinds of ways that you can participate. So make sure you come out March 18th, Studio 7, 393 Marietta Street. And we come down to the end of the segment. We'll be back in a few minutes here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
I want to make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind?